Rusty Quill presents.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Reach into my back pocket, and what will you find?
All right, I'm coming. Hello? Hello?
Mr. Barnes? Mr. Trevor Barnes? Trevor Barnes, this is Agent Fallon of the MTF. We know you're home. We'll give you until 3, and then we'll break down the door. 1, 2, 3.
What do you want?
My name is Agent...
Agent Fallon of the MTF, whatever the hell that is, I heard you. What do you want?
To ask you a few questions.
You'll break down my door to ask me questions.
I still might.
Nothing I have to say would be worth as much as the door, and it's mostly Luan.
Are you a believer?
What?
Do you deal in truth, or are you a charlatan?
Is this a joke?
Why the monsters? Why the mystery? Why death?
What are you talking about?
If you could know the answers with perfect certainty, would you want to?
Yes.
You are closer than you think. I can help you take the next step. So pretty please, open the damn door. Morning.
I brought muffins.
Eve?
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing satisfactorily.
What can I get you?
What is the local beverage of choice?
That depends on what you're into. Special tonight's $3 Wells. Good stuff's a little more. Dollar irons for the game.
Wells are undesirable liquors?
Well, yeah, but you mix them with Coke, you never know.
I am not familiar with the latter.
Coke?
Dollar irons. What is a dollar iron?
Oh, Iron City.
And what manner of beverage is that?
He's taking notes.
I am.
He's got to test them all.
I am not yet sure what the culmination of this assignment entails. Describe a dollar iron.
It's like a lager. A beer. You've never heard of Iron City.
I have not.
You know what? A Gitchin's one. On the house.
Which house?
Just hang on a sec. Pittsburgh's finest.
Thank you.
Bottoms up.
You consume intoxicants on duty?
Sometimes. Part of the gig.
It is part of my gig. This evening as well.
Then, to work in late. Eve?
You're wondering why I'm here.
I am.
Sad to see me?
It's early.
Agent Evelyn Fallon, Monster Task Force, Cryptid Division.
All right then. Agent Fallon, Agent Trevor Barnes, Radio Task Force, Lunar Anomaly Brigade.
Care for a muffin, Agent Barnes?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, affirmative, Agent Fallon.
Call it a hunch. I didn't want you to be alone. I also know it's very unlikely you'll be coming back to that particular circle. Am I right?
I mean, I don't know. I just...
Trevor, it was your first time and two people recognized you in the first 5 minutes. If it was me, I wouldn't go back. I saw the other guy swoop in as you walked in.
Mad Al.
That's Mad Al? From the show?
In the flesh.
Well, if Mad Al's made you, you'd be crazy to come back. You'll end up talking... Elbatwitch mating rituals.
Chupacabra scat coffee.
Wait, is that a thing?
He's mentioned it.
Hard pass. Anyway, that's why I'm here. You listen to me, the least I could do is return the favor.
That's actually really kind.
So what brought you to the meeting?
Are we going to talk about that right now?
No time like the present.
I thought you were here on official business, Agent Fallon.
I am.
And this is official business.
Very much.
Eve.
You lost someone.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Let's start at the beginning. How did you meet?
How you feeling?
Like a $1 million irons.
Yeah, you look like a $1 million irons, too.
Be mean. I'm here on official business.
Yeah, you mentioned that a time or ten.
I am a very good drinker.
Yeah, you're a regular booze hound.
Booze hound. A canine specializing in the hunting and tracking of alcoholic beverages. That's me.
You are something.
I am. You are the hound, the dollar irons. All of them are some... thing.
You are very drunk.
I am not drunk. I am conducting a sociological experiment with a chemistry component.
Now that is the best description of a drunk I have ever heard. And I've heard a lot.
I'm very smart. Top of my class.
Well, yeah, where'd you just go?
Far away.
Fair enough. Can I call you in the cab?
I thought I was a booze hound.
And here come the dad jokes. Let's get you home.
111.
What?
Room 111, my room.
You're staying here?
Yes.
Good Lord, why?
I'm on official business.
Official business, right. Well, I think sleep is the final step in your experiment. Can you just walk?
Watch me.
Okay. I'm walking you home. Even if it is just down the hall.
We met in church.
Wouldn't have taken you for a churchy.
I was a youth pastor.
No shit.
I was raised in the church. It was always there. When I was little, you know, it was a place to see my friends. Hard to proclaim the mystery of faith when Easter Vigil comes with a chocolate cross. And forget about Christmas. I mean, Jesus is cool and all, but Santa gave me Transformers.
No contest.
The first sacrament of confession, though. The first Holy Communion, those were real gifts. Markers of my burgeoning relationship with God. The proof that I was becoming a young man of faith.
Faith is a beautiful thing.
It was, for a long time. Eighth grade, time of confirmation, time to become a full member of the Catholic Church. That's when I met Evan.
Evan?
He was a true innocent. Still believed in Santa in eighth grade. Kept on believing till he was 22.
Really?
I know. But if you'd have seen his eyes sparkle when he talked about it. I mean, he played it down. He said he only did it to keep up appearances for his little sister, then his nieces and nephews. But that sparkle. I think he really did believe, or wanted to. Magic is intoxicating.
Essential.
So, just out of college, Father Nesset hired me to take over the youth program. I hired Evan, of course, as my co-director, and for 5 years we taught, counseled, shepherded children in our faith.
Sounds perfect.
Then came December 2001. Christmas Eve, we visited his parents, then my family for dinner, tradition. Evan seemed distant, though. None of the sparkle in his eyes. It was strange, but I thought, you know, maybe he was just melancholy.
Holidays can do that.
So, he left early. Said he had a headache, he wanted to lie down. And that night, he wrote 3 letters. One to his parents, one to me, and the third... He swallowed a fistful of pills with half a bottle of vodka and went to sleep.
Oh, Trevor.
The Globe report hit on January 2nd.
Had Evan...
Goddamn Father Nessa. We had been in the service of a monster for years, and I never knew. How many times was I alone with that creature? How many times did he make a choice about my fate? Did I seem dangerous to him? Or was I just not his type? How many times did he make a different choice for Evan? It was noon when I found Evan, but the room was dark, the curtains were closed, the shadows were deep, heavy, like physical things. I just stared at them. Anything to avoid looking at Evan like that. I stared so long, so hard into the darkness. For a split second, I thought I saw something move behind the shadows.
Oh, God.
No. No. No God. Not in that place. Not in the shadows. Not in me. Not in the man that hurt Evan. And was it the sparkle? The innocence of an eighth grader who still believed in Santa Claus? Or was that sparkle the last glimmer of magic? The final point of light that kept that horrible shadow at bay until it just couldn't anymore?
Trevor, I am so sorry.
I went back to work. Book of Job. Duty doesn't die easily.
I know.
No decent God would abide a charlatan in his house, but I did not serve a decent God. I preached, and I witnessed, and I prayed, but no answers came. I hunt monsters because monsters are the only answer that makes sense in a world with no decent gods. Maybe. Just maybe. If the monsters are real, the gods may yet follow.
You know, he was right. My CO, you really can do wonderful things.
Thank you?
The Dollar Arn is... a superior beverage. And the wings were
quite good as well.
Well, you only ate the carrots and celery, but...
But I tried the blue cheese.
Here's a 111.
Ha! Just like home. You know something? It's going to be okay.
I'm sure it will.
There is a plan. Take comfort in that. Don't despair. There is a plan.
Drink some water before you pass out, okay?
The evidence is everywhere. You just need to learn how to see it.
Good night, ma'am.
Or rather, good morning. And as always, I bid you eyes to the sky.
Welcome back. It's almost time for Protocol 3.
I know. I am still on time, am I not?
Quite.
I may need a moment to gather my wits.
Are you prepared to make a formal report?
I am.
No, you're not. And I don't need one, but I still want to hear about it. So you'll have to pull yourself somewhat together.
I will do my very best.
Oh, I know. Start with now. How are you feeling?
Like a million dollar arms?
A million what?
Dollar arm. A beverage preferred by the local population while watching a sporting event.
You tried one.
Not exactly.
You tried several.
That is more accurate.
Did you consume anything else?
Carrots and celery.
And?
I tried the blue cheese.
Fantastic. And what did you think?
Pungent, salty, rich. I liked it.
I couldn't agree more.
I made contact with a low-level agent as well.
Well, was this an authorized interaction?
Sir, your orders, they
I'm
were...
I'm joking, Sesh. Of course it was authorized.
Yes. My mind is a little sluggish just now.
It's called a hangover. Happens when one has too many,
Dollar arms.
Yes, that's it. Nothing to worry about. Just have to let it pass. Now tell me about your agent contact.
Bartender. Agent was efficient, socially engaging, humorous in a dry way.
So you liked... The bartender.
I did not say that.
But?
Bartender seemed a decent sort. Escorted me to my room when the dollar arms made it difficult to walk.
Any further interaction?
None. I slept for several hours and reported back.
Did you have fun?
Fun, sir?
Fun, Sesh.
I was focused on completing the assignment.
So? Yes?
Yes, it was fun. They are oddly charming, are they not?
Quite. You've taken your first steps into a deep, deep ocean, my friend. Well done.
Thank you.
Now then, Protocol 3.
I do not know if I am prepared for another excursion just yet, sir.
No need. I'll handle the groundwork. I need you here. My eye in the sky.
That I can do.
Have you been sleeping?
A little.
What do? When sleep won't come?
Read. Research a show. Scour blurry images of the moon's far side for signs of life.
Found any?
You've seen the pictures, haven't you?
When I can't sleep, I work on a puzzle.
I'm sorry?
Puzzles? Sudoku, crosswords, pattern recognition, whatever. You know, finding the hidden truth. I sleep like the dead after I've solved one. You strike me as a man who would enjoy a good puzzle.
Sure.
Well, I have one for you. Here.
This is a notebook.
Well, you've solved step one.
It's all handwritten coordinates, Earth coordinates, and dates.
That's years worth of data. I've collected it, sorted it, and I know I'm onto something. But there's a relationship here I'm not seeing.
Eve, this is like a little crazy.
I know.
This notebook is completely filled.
It's kind of a long puzzle. I'll leave it with you. You'll work it through.
I have a show to prep today.
Oh, no, no. Take your time. I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. If nothing else, it might help you sleep.
What are you looking for here?
That would spoil the fun.
Eve, are you hunting monsters?
I hunt monsters because monsters are the only answer that makes sense in a world with no decent gods. I'll see you tomorrow.
This is the place. It seems slightly underwhelming. Have you suddenly lost your flair for the dramatic? Accessibility is essential, of course. Have you determined paths of egress? Line of sight, sweep patterns. I think west, east, then south, north. You're really giving Agent Barnes an eyeful, aren't you? Protocol 3. Engage.
Been listening to Cryptids on your chosen podcast platform. Cryptids is created by Alexander V. Thompson, starring Mariana McClellan, Alexander V. Thompson, William McNulty, Jenna Krasowski, and Chris Clavelli. Written by Alexander V. Thompson, directed by Devin Shepard. Produced by Nora Uncle, Devin Shepard, and Gabriel Rosenstein. Sound design by Gina Zdanowitz. Theme song, Joanna, by Mary Esther Carter. Cryptids is a production of Wild Obscura Films. Thank you for listening. If you liked our program, please rate and subscribe to help other listeners find their path to uncovering the mystery. And as always, I bid you, eyes to the skies. And good night.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.